Marks and Spencer has been one of the most famous retailers in the United Kingdom for over 125 years. It's an important part of British life. Michael Marks was a businessman from Belarus. Thomas Spencer was born in Skipton, Yorkshire. He worked as a cashier for a wholesale company. They were both very ambitious, but at the time they were unlikely business partners. Michael Marks immigrated to England in 1882 and moved to Leeds. He wanted to start a business, so he met Isaac Dewhurst, a wholesaler operating from this warehouse, which is still called the Dewhurst Building today. Marks borrowed £5 from Dewhurst and found the stall at Kirkgate Market. It wasn't easy. Marks worked long hours and was on his feet all day serving customers. But his stall quickly became popular, and he opened several penny bazaars, a shop where everything cost a penny. His business was growing rapidly, and he soon needed a partner. He asked Isaac Dewhurst. He refused, but he recommended his senior cashier instead, Tom Spencer. Spencer agreed to join Marks, and on September 28, 1894, Marks and Spencer was born. The partnership was successful, and throughout the 20th century, the business continued to grow. Today, there are over 703 Marks and Spencer stores in the United Kingdom and 361 international stores in more than 40 countries. They employ over 85,000 people, and everyone works as a team. The Marks & Spencer Group has an annual revenue of over £10 billion, and over the next few years, the company is going to grow in other countries. They are going to open new stores in India, China, Russia, and the Middle East. They are also going to grow their online shopping business, so they'll soon sell everything through their website too.